Welcome. Today, let's talk about worry. I think a lot of people have someone they're worried about. Maybe an older relative who could be vulnerable to COVID. You worry about this older relative's habits, patterns. Are they really social distancing? Do they have enough food in the house? Or maybe you're worried about someone else you know getting hit hard by the economy, like a child, a relative, your own self, your business. And that worry's coming at you constantly from every direction. The energy out there is heavy, intense. Most people, myself included, have very limited patience right now. Our shock absorbers are worn thin. This morning I had a conversation with a very wise person, and I shared with this person my worries, and they shared their worries. And then this wise person said, "You know what? Enough. There's only so much we can put toward worry. And right now we need to be rested and strong so we can stay healthy. Because if one of us gets COVID, we're worthless for 2 weeks or longer." And when you're walking around like a sad sack of worries, it's not good for your health. There's a skill we practice in meditation called emotional competence, which is the ability to choose the emotion you wish to feel and not get hijacked by a burdensome emotion that wears you out. To have emotional competence, that's some advanced stuff. But you have been meditating now for 56 days. Some of you have been meditating with me for several years. And there comes a point where something within you is stronger than your mind. When you have emotions and thoughts that are taking you away from your health and your strength, it's time to pull on the levers and push on the buttons that we've practiced in all these meditations. Someone said something the other day I thought was so interesting. Meditation and yoga are always called practices. You practice yoga. You practice meditation. Something you do habitually to prepare for reality, for game time. Right now is game time. Life has never been more intense, more critical, but also it's never been more of an opportune moment to evolve because you have to, and hopefully because you want to. So this right here might be one of the bigger challenges I've ever posed to you and to myself, to raise the level of your emotional competence, so that next time you're sagging under the weight of worry or self-pity or the intensity of this moment in history, there's something beyond thought that you can tap into. Eckhart Tolle said, "There's a vast realm of intelligence beyond thought. Thought is only a tiny aspect of that intelligence. And everything that truly matters, beauty, love, creativity, joy, inner peace, comes from beyond the mind." And of course, you've heard me share the teachings of Dr. B and the Matrix. The Matrix is thick right now. It's gooey and sticky, doesn't want to let you go. Eckhart Tolle also said, "The beginning of freedom is realizing you are not the thinker." Let's take this moment, this meditation, to free ourselves from the atmosphere of thought, to take control of your mind. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. And just imagine shedding all the layers of fear. Strip down your worries because you're giving yourself that luxury today. Release your doubts, and we've all got them right now. Feeling light and free. Let's get back to trusting the journey. trusting the journey. How? Get beyond your mind. Every time you inhale, open. Every time you exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. coming back to the moment. So if you are feeling a lot of worries right now about an elder relative, about your business, your sibling, your child, there comes a point where we need to turn on the power of emotional competence. Recognize you do have the capability to rise beyond thought. Thought is only a tiny aspect of intelligence. And everything that truly matters, beauty, love, creativity, joy, inner peace, comes from beyond the mind. Carrying the weight of the world, worrying, it's not going to make you a better leader or a better parent or a better child. And it certainly will not boost your immune system when you need that firing on all cylinders right now. So remember, emotional competence, it's a skill that we practice in meditation. And this is a point where past practice, this is game time. Shed the fear. Strip down the worries. Release the doubts. Let's get back to trusting our journey. How? Get beyond the mind. Inhale. Open. Exhale, free. See you tomorrow. Peace.